It's Friday, February 18th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Vaccine mandates and gender gap in the shift of work. Google is changing its ad tracking too. And two data points that reveal the digital trend. This is the Business of Tech. An analysis by Indeed gives us insight into vaccine requirements in job postings. And somewhat unsurprisingly, politics appears to be the factor on whether a job will have a requirement or not. In January, 7.1% of job postings in blue metros advertised requiring vaccination, compared with 4.4% in red metros. That's the most significant factor over other ones, such as whether or not a job requires in-person work. And it's the size of the gap that's notable to analysts. In a new report from payroll company Gusto, there's a gender gap in the Great Resignation. It's widest in the states with the most childcare disruptions. Quoting from Axios, nationally, 4.1% of women quit their jobs in January, compared with 3.4% of men, a 0.7% percentage point difference. But in Maine and Rhode Island, where around 45% of families reported COVID-related childcare disruptions in the Census Household Pulse Survey, the gender gap swelled to 1.7 percentage points, Gusto found. At the same time, in Missouri and Arizona, where less than 25% of households said childcare was disrupted, the gender gap was close to zero. We've talked about the four-day work week. Well, in Belgium, it's now law. Workers there have the right to ask for a four-day work week. Employees requesting a four-day work week will be expected to work longer hours, but not lose any salary. And before the weekend, I'm going to point to a New York Times piece for good weekend reading. It's about more than just burnout, says the author. Now, why do we care? Lots of regional choices to make, and that's the key takeaway. This is going to be a very local set of decisions. What works for one organization, region, or community will not be the same for another. That's why I threw in Belgium, too, a more expansive perspective beyond just U.S. cities. Want to bring parents and mothers specifically back to the office? You have to address childcare. Live in an area that supports vaccine mandates? You may be looking at imposing one. And if you live in an area that does not, your business may choose not to. That's practical advice. Because it's all tied up in creating an environment that will attract employees to stay. That's the challenge, as the power leans to employees. Google has announced changes to the way it handles user privacy and advertising on Android, quoting ZDNet. Google remains somewhat vague on a timeline and the specific policies to enforce. It did, however, reveal that one of its primary goals would be to bring its privacy sandbox control scheme over from its Chrome desktop browser to the Android operating system. This privacy management measure ties in tightly with a new solution to replace cookies with something Google claims will provide equal ad opportunities for companies, but an increased level of privacy for users compared to current tracking technologies. Both Project Sandbox and Topics aim to help the company replace Flock, its failed first attempt at replacing cookies, which drew widespread rejection from major players across the web. The company also revealed that it plans to sunset Advertising ID, a major component of Android's ability to provide ad tracking by supplying advertisers with data on users' purchases and clicks, while also helping to determine their specific areas of interest. Google noted that the phase-out would be gradual, with Advertising ID remaining in place for at least 2 years. Why do we care? I think SMBs care a lot about how digital advertising is done, because digital remains the number one customer acquisition path. This space is shifting fast, so it's relevant to track the new models, because your digital spend is being reshaped. And two market conditions insights, both from ZDNet. First, MuleSoft's 2022 connectivity benchmark report found that 70% of organizations struggle to provide completely connected user experiences across all channels. At the same time, the report noted that almost three quarters, 72%, of organizations' customer interactions are now digital. Second, FICO released its Digital Consumer Banking and Fraud Survey on Wednesday, which showed that the majority of U.S. consumers intend to remain digital bankers post-pandemic. The study also found that 72% of U.S. consumers feel adequately protected by their banks from fraud, despite the U.S. having the highest reported fraud rate among global respondents. Why do we care? If you need any more data that everything is going digital, it's here. That said, it's not done and dusted. Instead, it's an area of confusion and opportunity. The experiences aren't consistent, and there remains potential for extensive fraud. However, challenging problems bring ample opportunity, and that's why we care. As an MSP managing the security of multiple clients, ensuring you can quickly and efficiently respond to security incidents across your customers is critical to reducing the severity and consequences. Trend Micro's SOC as a service solution, tailored for MSPs, not only augments your existing team with security expertise, but also proactively hunts for threats and indicators of attack across your entire customer base. We call this multi-tenant detection and response. Learn more and get the MSP's SOC as a service playbook using the link in the show notes or visit trendmicro.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into MSP valuations. I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.